We haven't worked this one up, but we don't care. Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central Monday morning.
His most famous song, that voice and guitar work of the one and only Steve Goodman. A couple of years ago, after a flurry of emails, I got together on this very show with a woman named Myra Richardson, who, without any previous experience in the world of cinematography and movie making, had made a heart-wrenching and, I think, incredibly important film called Dying to Teach, The Killing of Mary Eve Thorson. The way you pulled that off, Myron, hi, welcome to the show. You look great. Nice to see you. Wait till you hear what she's doing now. She literally, with no money and only her own money to spend, sort of on the proverbial shoestring, made this remarkable movie because you were inspired by the story of Mary Eve Thorson, who committed suicide. She was a young,
very young,
beautiful teacher.
Very beautiful, very dedicated, very young.
And she committed.
She killed herself, yes.
She killed herself basically because she was being bullied.
She was being bullied, and she killed herself because she wanted the world to know what was happening to teachers, what they were being exposed to, what the kids were being exposed to.
See, I think you discovered something that I think you've been a teacher in public schools and other schools.
Yes.
And you know about it, and I think yes. Any teacher knows about the kind of bullying that can go on in a school when your test scores aren't high enough. This
yes.
isn't high enough. The teaching can be a really politicized game. If a principal doesn't like you, he can make your life beyond miserable.
Beyond miserable. Beyond miserable and then you become a target. And, of course, when you become the target, then you're subjected to ridicule and
humiliation.
Threats and humiliation and all kinds of things. So, as I told you before when I was here, I felt compelled by God to do the film.
Yes, you did.
Because it needed to be talked about.
The thing that makes you such a compelling person, Myra, is you had never used a film camera. You had never made a movie. You had no idea.
No.
You started filming where you live, filming your sister and her family.
My sister, yes.
Yeah, taking like, but then got involved. You were able to contact Ms. Thorson's family.
Yes, and they let me stay with them for several days. And I interviewed them. I interviewed teachers within the district where Mary taught. I interviewed any teacher that was really interested in telling their story.
Well, and you found, I think, certainly after the film came out, that this is, I mean, you knew.
It was far-reaching.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how much so until the film was done. And then, of course, it went to Save Our Schools, and I was flown to Washington. And so it was heartbreaking, but I thought it was going to make a difference, and it did make a difference. But it wasn't enough. And I think I was satisfied with what happened with the film.
Yeah.
But I realized that God wasn't. I felt that he wanted me to do something more. And
that's,
it was frustrating because I didn't know
what. So more. How did you figure? You know, you are a remarkable, to my mind, selfless person. And
oh, no, I'm not.
Well, no, who is? Who is, Myra? Who is?
Not always.
Who is? No, who is? Nobody is always. But did you think to yourself, okay, maybe God wants me to make another movie?
No.
You thought it was something different, right?
I knew it was something different. I just didn't know what at the time.
And how did you learn? You mentioned two very interesting names just before we came on the air.
Yes.
You said, you know who inspired me to do this? We will tell you what this is moment. I will tell you now that Myra is starting. She is starting opening a museum.
The first museum in dedication to the teaching profession.
I know. Mm-hmm. Let me stop you. Doesn't it amaze? It amazes me that there isn't one.
It amazes me that there isn't one.
Because you know, having been a teacher, mm-hmm. public and non-public schools,
yes.
me, or everybody I know, having been a student, and these are the people who have the greatest impact, with the exception of parents, for those lucky
exactly.
enough to have two parents.
Who are your first teachers.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah. And so did you, how did you get the idea, well, we need to honor, was it just a kind of, we need to honor teachers?
Well, after the show, the reception was so great, and I was happy. But I felt like something, I don't know, I just felt like God wanted something else done, that that wasn't enough. And as I said, I didn't know what. So then I thought, well, I'm going to reach out to different institutions, and I'm going to propose that I come in and speak to the issue, speak to the plight of teachers through my words and through art. And I was surprised at the response. The response was very negative.
Wow.
I heard many times, the world isn't ready for this.
God, that's unbelievable to me.
Yes, it was painful to hear, but that's what I was hearing. And then a few times, the persons I would speak to would say, yes, that's a great idea. Let me take it before our board. And then they would come back and say, the board says
no.
No.
Were these people at school? These were people at various schools. Yes,
schools and museums and different prestigious places that said the world isn't ready for this.
That's amazing.
And you should come back maybe in a year or two.
Well, one of the reasons was perhaps that you do not have a checkbook with an unlimited source of money, and you couldn't write one of these places a big, massive check.
No, I couldn't do that.
No, I know
but
that.
But I could have prayed for them.
a lot of people like money more than prayer, Myra.
I know.
You know that.
That's
you
that's
You know
true.
That. So there were two, you saw, you were getting turned down.
I was getting turned down, and I was, I don't know if I can say this on the air, but I was pissed off.
Sure.
But I was disappointed.
And frustrated, too.
I was frustrated, yeah. and I cried a lot, and I was more angry, though, with God, because I felt like, you know, why would you put this in my heart to do this, and nobody is listening to me?
Mm.
And I just said, you know what? I'm not doing anymore. I've done my best, and I'm tired, and I can't do anymore. And I decided to watch a movie. And since Kevin Spacey is like my favorite, and Bobby Darin when I was coming up with my mother, because she always played his music, I thought, I'm going to watch this movie with Kevin Spacey about Bobby Darin. And so I'm watching it, and, you know, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, I like this.
Yeah, he looks like, he looked elite.
Yeah,
did a good
I mean,
job
Kevin
that
Spacey
movie.
Was
yeah.
like the bomb. Plus, he's cute. But anyway, aside from that, he was wonderful. And but there was a scene, there were a few scenes where he had decided, Bobby Darin had decided, I don't know how accurate this is,
sure.
but he had decided to leave the spotlight and go away, I think, to find himself. And that's when he got rid of the toupee and
right.
his fancy clothing and decided to write music, a different kind of music about peace and the war and integration and just beautiful lyrics and things that he thought the world would be interested
yeah.
in. And then when he decides to come back, he's performing without his toupee and without his fancy attire, and he's singing his heart out, and people are just like, they're not
who's
throwing
this?
Tomatoes, but they're like, why the hell aren't you singing Dream Lover or Mac the Knife?
Yeah.
And the reception was so poor, and he was so unhappy and surprised. And then there was another scene when he was talking to Sandra Dee, his wife.
Wife.
And she said, what stuck with me and what I believe God wanted me
you.
To hear, yes, that people hear what they see. And when she said that to him, he looked at her like, that's it. And I was looking at the movie like, that's it. They hear what they see. Maybe if I do something that will elicit memories of reverence for teachers, then the world will take the issue seriously about what happened to them, what's happening with them.
Wow. That is manifested. We've got to take a little break, but that has manifested itself into a museum that is opening this Wednesday at St. Viator High School. And also, it's opening with, we'll talk more about it in 2 minutes, but it's opening with 16 teachers of honor who are being
18
now.
Yes, and I have their names, so if I can say them.
You can say them all. One is Tony Preckwinkle, but you can say them. We got to take a little break, and we'll be back to talk about Myra Richardson. It's not yours. It's you and God and Kevin Spacey are doing this, and Bobby Darin.
Hi, Kevin. Yes.
Yeah. We'll get Kevin, maybe next year for the one-year anniversary, we'll get Kevin Spacey in here.
How cool.
We'll be back in 2 minutes. I did not mean St. Viator, which is a fine school. I meant Visitation High School. That is where, on Wednesday, you are opening the museum, aren't you, Myra Richardson?
Yes.
A museum that honors teachers.
Yes, and honors teachers.
You are honoring 16 or 18?
18.
Okay, you're going to read all the names before this segment's over.
Yes.
And that's fine. One of them is Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle, who was your teacher for 4 years.
For 4 years.
Wow. Was she a good teacher?
She was amazing. She was so cool. She was cool. She was wonderful.
That's great.
Well, everybody loved her, so I'm not surprised that she's where she is.
Well, she is one of the 18 being into the first class, let's say call it the first class, inducted into the Teachers of Honor section of the museum. And the museum's going to be in a space at Visitation High School, which is at 900 West Garfield Boulevard in Chicago. And you have gotten, once you've started to put the word out, you've gotten kind of overwhelmed with things.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well yes. Oh, my
yes,
God.
Which, yes.
Yes.
But you've gotten overwhelmed once you said, I'm going to start a museum that honors teachers. And
do you have a teacher that you remember that you really loved? And if you do, you can give me something that you would like to, you know, donate something in remembrance of that teacher. And oh my goodness, the packages started coming. Yes.
That's so great. And so these 18 inductees are people who you got really persuasive letters about or persuasive notes or?
Well, some of them, yes. Some of them, my sister and I decided together because.
Oh, that's great. Because you had them as teachers. Yeah.
Yes. And then every year, 2 to 4 teachers will be inducted.
Wow.
Because my hope is that it will have, a permanent home someday. Until then, it will travel. So I don't consider it a pop venue because to me that connotes something temporary.
Sure.
Teaching is not temporary. It's permanent.
Like, you know, the DuSable Museum the DuSable Museum was built.
Yes, and used to be in a house.
I think this is a great idea because I think this kind of thing does need to move around from place to place. Mm-hmm. You will be able to read about Myra Richardson and her new museum in about 10 days from now in the Chicago Tribune, because I'm so taken. No, don't be like that.
You.
I'm so taken with your idea. I will not. Congratulations, too. You're really Myra, you're a God-loving woman, but you're a crazy workaholic. That's what I have to say, too.
Well, I love God, and I think that God chooses certain people to do his will.
Well, and you are doing it.
And I tried.
Well, if he's
Kevin
up,
helped me.
Well, if he's
and
up,
Bobby,
Bobby, Bob, this is a joint operation by Bobby Darin, Kevin Spacey, and God.
And God.
And God.
Hey.
All right, Myra, before you go, I will let you read the names
of
18 inductees into the first group of Teachers of Honor. Go ahead.
Yes, Sister Carol Artery, Visitation High School, Mrs. Kathleen Stein, Our Lady of the Ridge, Sister Mary Duane, Our Lady of Solace, Sister Miriam Brown, Visitation High School, Mr. Michael Conroy, Hubbard High School, Mr. Kevin Taylor, Mount Carmel High School, Sister Mary Mahoney, Visitation High School, Sister Bernard Marie, Our Lady of Solace, Ms. Mary Tisch, Our Lady of the Ridge, Mr. Sean Daly, Mount Carmel High School, Mrs. Andrea Brown, Visitation High School, Mrs. Sis Lois, St. Rita Grammar School, Mr. Christoph, Visitation High School, Mrs. Patricia Older, Visitation High School, Sister Lois, Our Lady of Solace, Mrs. Toni Preckwinkle, Visitation High School, Mrs. Mary Kruger, Our Lady of the Ridge, and Mrs. Angela Roos, Sen High School.
Wow, you got a North Sider in there.
Yes.
You got a North Sider in there with that Sen High School.
Yes, and after all the letters, I mean, I would have had like 100,000 teachers.
Well, Myra, I think it's a great idea. And Myra, you can still see. Well, she has two websites now. Mary Eve Thorson, Thorson museumforteachers.com. But you can get a lot of information, too, at teachersformary.org.
Teachersformary.org
will give you a ton of information and allow you to see the movie, too, because...
Yes, the museum, the website for the museum does as well, because
sure.
A lot of people still don't know about Mary.
I know. She would be, and I'm sure, what did her parents must be honored that you're naming this thing in her honor.
Well, they've been still so brokenhearted.
Yeah.
And but I hope so, because they didn't want her to die in vain.
I don't think she did.
And I don't think she did.
You know why? That's because of you, Myra Richardson.
That's because of God.
Well, God and Bobby Darin. God, Bobby Darin, and Kevin Spacey. That's the new trinity, what we'll call it.
Yes.
Myra, it's great to see you, and
it
congratulations.
Was good to see you.
And you'll see your name in print soon.